In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
A young seminary graduate named Harry Smith must have seen life in this way: God's side of the equation outweighs whatever is on the other side. That is the message Harry Smith tried to get across in a popular hymn he wrote in 1978, titled "Give Thanks with a Grateful Heart." Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because he's given Jesus Christ, his Son. And now let the weak say, "I am strong," and let the poor say, "I am rich," because of what the Lord has done for us. Give thanks. My friends, Smith wrote a worship song while he was unemployed and undergoing an uncertain future due to a degenerative visual impairment that would eventually lead him to become legally blind. The lyrics encourage gratitude and thankfulness, echoing the biblical verses, "Give thanks always for all things unto God and the Father in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ." My friends, that song is a powerful reminder of what we are doing, what we should be doing this Thanksgiving. And in a few days, actually in about 4 days, someone told me, we Americans will be giving thanks around the traditional turkey dinner table. And so that brings me to this question: are you thankful, no matter what? My friends, Thanksgiving. From one end of the Bible to the other, we are commanded to be thankful. In fact, thankfulness is the natural outflowing of a heart that is attuned to God. The psalmist declared, "Sing to the Lord with thanksgiving." And the apostle Paul wrote, "Be thankful," in Colossians chapter 3. You see, a spirit of thanksgiving is always the mark of a joyous Christian. Why should we be thankful, Deacon, you ask? Because God has blessed you, blessed me, blessed all of us, and we should be thankful for each blessing. Thank God, my friends, for the material blessings that he gives you. We seem, however, never to be satisfied with what we have, rich or poor, healthy or sick. But what a difference it makes when we realize that everything we have has been given to us by God. King David, remember, prayed. He said, "Wealth and honor come from God." And we give thanks and praise for God's glorious name. Everything, he says, comes from you. My friends, several years ago, I read about a man who was wealthy and successful, He was the envy of all his friends and business associates, but he was miserable. Wealth had not been able to fill the empty places in his heart. This man, my friends, was miserable. The Apostle Paul also declared, "I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want." And that's in Philippians chapter 4. You see, a spirit of thankfulness makes all the difference. So let me ask you, are you constantly preoccupied with what you do not have? Or have you learned to thank God for what you do have? My friends, do you thank God for the people in your life? You see, it is so easy to take people for granted or even to complain and become angry because they do not meet your every need, every wish. But we need to give thanks for those around us, our spouses, our children, our relatives, yes, our friends, and others who help us. I once read a story of a woman who complained about her husband. My friends, I wonder how many marriages and other relationships grow cold and eventually are shattered because of the sin of ingratitude. Do you let others know that you appreciate them and are thankful for them? The Christians in Corinth were far from perfect, but the Apostle Paul began his first letter to them by saying, "I always thank God for you." When a group of believers whom Paul had never met came out to greet him as he approached Rome, we read that at the sight of these men, Paul thanked God and was encouraged. My friends, thank God for those who touch your lives. My friends, thank God in the midst of trials and even persecution. We draw back from difficulties, yet not one of us is exempt from some kind of trouble. In many parts of this world, it is dangerous even to be a Christian because of persecution. And yet, in the midst of those trials, we can thank God because we know that God has promised to be with us and that He will help us. We know that He can use time of suffering to draw us closer to Himself. And the writer James tells us, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials, because you know that the testing of your faith develops perseverance." Now, one of us, you see, is exempt from some kind of trouble. And yet, in the midst of those trials, we can thank God because we know that God has promised to be with us and that God will help us. My friends, you know that I don't know what trials you may be facing right now, but God does and God loves you and is with you by His Holy Spirit. So cultivate a spirit of thankfulness today, even in the midst of trials and heartaches. Thank God, you see, especially for His salvation in Jesus Christ. See, God has given us the greatest gift of all, His Son, our Savior, who died on the cross on Calvary for our sins. You know, since 1863, the fourth Thanksgiving, the fourth Thursday of November, has been set aside as Thanksgiving Day. But for the Christian, every day can and should be a day of Thanksgiving, as we are always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.